Welcome back, John Granato. I'm talking about issues that you may have in the bedroom, and that's a problem. And so here's the deal: is where where do you want to be embarrassed? Dr. Rorick is like, whatever. I've seen everything. He's been doing this for years and years and years. And I'm not even going to remember you, but she would remember. Oh my God, he can't perform. Or it's disappointing. Maybe you're married and it's disappointing for both of you that you're not what you were, or you're having a rough time. If the pills are, you know, you gotta plan that and take them and all of this stuff, and they're expensive. By the way, this is really inexpensive when you're talking about the Gaines Wave Therapy, when you're talking about Houston Health and Wellness, and you're talking about Dr. Michael Rorick. He doesn't care. He's seen it all. Okay, he's been doing this for years. What he's doing, though, is painless. There's no downtime. Matter of fact, you're performing that night or right after or whatever, because it's different. It's the Gaines Wave Therapy, where what they're doing is they're making sure that the blood flows to that area and you're able to perform. So if you're having any issues at all, all you have to do is call 281-496-3355. 281-496-3355. Set up an appointment as low as $150 a month. Guys, it's really, really worth it. Stop worrying about it and go see Dr. Rorick. ImproveMyErection.com. ImproveMyErection.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Now look at this. Madness the magnet keeps attracting me.
Is that better?
I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast.
All right, welcome back to Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. Rudy's is on their way. I need you to get on over here, hang with us. We got beer, we got Rudy's, we got kolache shop.
Well, the kolaches are starting to dwindle a little bit. The fruit kolaches still. The sausage is starting
yeah,
to go away.
See, I've always had why would you ever get fruit kolaches?
They're all right.
No, cheese kolaches, okay. Fruit kolache?
I'm a kolache shop guy, though, and that's who brought these. So
yeah.
I'm good with all of them.
No, no, but fruit kolaches, that's a waste of time. When you got sausage, you got ham, you got...
A little bit.
I mean, and when you got jalapenos, why would you get a fruit?
I went to, I got a bunch of stuff going on. So I pulled a Granato yesterday, had a couple of tilts of the wrist when I had
Coors
my...
Coors Light.
No. I went to the Pass for a birthday and love Seth Siegel Gardner and Terrence Gallivan, the two chefs. It's a great restaurant. The Pass is still fantastic. The chef sends out you heard of Aquavit? It's
nope.
It's like ouzo.
Is it?
It's like
is it like Coors Light?
No, it's not. It's in the ouzo family, which I know you know what that is.
I know
because you're half Greek.
Yep.
And so I was like, oh, okay. He sent a shot out to us. We did those and had my penicillin drink, which is fantastic. And then here comes the alcohol card at the end of the dinner.
You got a penicillin shot at a restaurant?
Yeah. It's a penicillin drink. It's called a penicillin. It's a scotch-based drink, and it's good.
Oh. Well, you should just go see Dr. Rorick.
Yeah.
You need penicillin
is
shots.
Is that it?
Right.
So then they roll some alcohol card out at the end, you know, for the nightcap.
Yeah.
Just to finish things off.
Aperitif?
Yeah, and so I end up, it helps with digestion, they say.
Yes.
And so I have, or burning of the chest. And so I have a Japanese scotch, which is good. It's really nice and smooth. By the end, I was like, I am glad that we Ubered. Because I'm usually never at the point where I need an Uber after dinner.
Yeah,
I keep it. Yeah, I keep it way dialed back. Because I never want to be that guy like, remember at sports games said people shouldn't be DUI? He got arrested. Yeah. So, like, yesterday we happened to Uber there and Uber back. And I was like, well, this is probably a good call. So this weekend they got Day for Night concert is here, which with Nine Inch Nails is the big headliner this year. But a ton. There's going to be like 30 acts playing over 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's awesome. I saw Kendrick Lamar here 2 years ago. Last year, I can't remember the headlines where Run the Jewels is one of them. But you've got day for night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to go, I think, tomorrow to day for night, which is an awesome event if you get a chance to be. It's at the old abandoned post office downtown on Franklin. And it's got art installations, light installations. It's really a lot of fun. Then tonight, though, Rockets and Spurs.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go to the Rockets Spurs tonight. This is going to be awesome. We got to start talking about this one because Kawhi is back. And this is one of those early season games where you try to establish this is the dog who pees on his spot. Like, this is the Rockets' chance to go mark their corner. They need to go mark their territory, lift their leg, and whiz all over Popovich.
Does it? Is it? Yeah. Is it? Because, well, they were 1-3 against the Spurs last year.
I know.
And then it showed in the postseason, even without Kawhi.
No CP3.
And no CP3, but no Kawhi.
Right. That was James.
No Tony Parker, really, either.
That was, I don't feel like playing basketball, James, that showed up. That wasn't even elimination, James.
But that was,
like it felt like somebody had his mom in a tower somewhere with a gun pointed. You score more than 8, she gets it. Like, what are you doing, no. James? You're not even trying.
She was sitting in the front row. Nobody had a gun to her head.
What seemed like it, he was like, why is James not even attempting to go past the 35-foot mark in the – like, he wouldn't even approach the three-point line. Like, who's – gotten kidnapped from James's life that he refuses to do anything.
The white ball.
Oh, the all-white gala.
The all-white gala.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know if you remember, the Spurs won 3 other games in that series, too.
I recall.
Yeah. So they won 4-2.
Rockets had them dead to rights but they were leading, and they could have put them away in San Antonio, and they screwed that thing up. You remember that? And that was in Game 5.
That game counted, too.
Yeah, no, I know it counted.
And, oh, by the way, at the end of that game, James kind of fell apart there, too.
That's when it officially started. That's when it officially started. But I just think today's the day you lift your leg, you pee all over the Spurs, and you say, well, now that happened.
Well, it's easy
to mark our territory
for James in the regular season. I suspect James probably would go off for 40 in a meaningless regular season game against the Spurs.
Stop it.
I don't care what he does now. I hope James has a great night. I hope he lights up Kawhi as Kawhi's back for a second game, I guess. I hope he has a great night, but that don't mean anything to me until he lights up Kawhi in a game 6 in the playoffs.
Well, that'll happen too.
Okay.
Or CP3 will.
Or Kawhi doesn't even have to play and they'll lose and the Rockets will lose anyway.
So CP3.
This is gonna be a different year.
CP3 for 29 last game. All of a sudden now this was his best game. He found a way to score as opposed to just dealing. And not that they didn't need it. I mean, they had a huge lead, and it was Charlotte. So let's take it with a grain of salt. But now all of a sudden we're seeing him incorporate not only dealing and getting everybody else involved, but he got involved. And there's enough basketballs. That was the issue. That's the issue in Oklahoma City. It was the issue when LeBron got to Miami. It was the issue when KD got to Golden State. And it was what I thought was going to be the issue here. The thing about CP3 is he didn't have to, if Paul George ain't scoring, what is Paul George? And he'll play defense, but what is Paul George doing for you offensively? If Carmelo ain't scoring, what is Carmelo doing?
He doesn't even
exist. CP3 still was able to say, I don't care. I'm going to dish to everybody. He had 14 assists and what, 8 points or 6 points?
6 points and 0 turnovers.
And 0 turnovers.
Yeah.
So
when's the last time you saw a Rockets assist leader with 0 turnovers?
But now.
Or even 4 turnovers.
But now, 29 points. He said, watch this. Now I'm going to do this too.
Yeah, it's an if then. It's similar to when Barkley's first year here, and Barkley would grab, 23 rebounds in a game and score 2 points. And then the next game, if he needed to, he could get you 29 points.
Right.
You had some of that before the egos clashed. There doesn't feel like and this is where James deserves some credit. James gets a lot of blame, which, is rightfully so. He gets a lot of credit, which is rightfully so. But James is well-liked around the league. James gets along with teammates. James shares the ball. James gets along with guys off the court as well. I mean, some guys better than others, but guys don't dislike him from what I've been told.
They don't dislike him, but I don't know that he, from what I understand, is like one of the guys.
No, he's not a – but that's okay as long as they don't think you're an
a-hole. Yeah, that's right.
You know,
like Jimmy Butler was.
Yeah. Like, but here's the thing. James was just fine with, hey, come on in, CP3. This is not a territorial thing. James has taken on a role that's different. Like, it's been seamless. And if it wasn't for James having that attitude, and I wasn't sure if he would, but he has. And it's, you know, and he had to for this to work out. And so far, it hasn't been a problem. And I don't think it's going to be. I don't think James is that. Maybe James isn't that true alpha. Maybe James isn't that guy. Because alphas can have some a-hole in them, too. You know what I mean? I don't think that's James.
I don't believe that's James either. All right, 713-780-3776, the number. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do this. What about my peeps right here at this is you.
Bill Advisor, yeah. No, I want to tell people about Bill Advisor because at Bill Advisor, so I had somebody on Twitter was asking me, now how does this work? Do they just handle everything or what do I have to do? It's simple. If you text Bills right now to 313131, they're going to get back with you and they're going to want you to send them. And you can scan it. You can just take a picture with your phone and send it. Just send some of your bills. Send your cable bill, your satellite bill. Maybe you got a combination bill with your internet and this, that, and the other. You know, because you got the internet and home phone packaged along with your AT&T or your UVerse or something. You get that to them, and they start to go through your bill and find out where there are charges that there shouldn't be, where they're basically taking you. And this is for any recurring monthly bill, including security systems and car insurance and home insurance. And then they can go negotiate with those providers. Now, they can find you other providers to really get it cut rate. But they can also negotiate with those other providers and say, listen, unless you want to lose this customer, we need to get a fairer price here because this really isn't fair. They will work for you. You get on the phone and give permission like one time, two times max. That's all you have to do for them to negotiate with you, to one of those providers. And before you know it, your bills are dropping $800 or more on average for our listeners. And we've seen up to $3,000 of savings over the course of 1 year. BillAdvisor.com, BillAdvisor.com, on my mama on this one. This is one of the best people I've ever spoken for because they are so consistently saving money on a regular basis. BillAdvisor.com, text bills to 313131.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hey, time to talk about Edwin Watts. And I want to tell you, they are doing it. It's a wonderful time of the year. If you've got a golfer out there, or if you are a golfer, tell her you want her to go to Edwin Watts. It's a great holiday idea for any golfer on your list. Bushnell is the number one rangefinder in golf. Right now, you can save $50 on the Pro X2 Tour V4 and V4 Shift Patriot Packs and save $50 on the XL watch. Give the gift of distance with TaylorMade's newest irons, P790s and MCGBs. Save $5 on the most complete tour ball, the TP5 and TP5X. Now just $39.99 a dozen. And gift cards are the perfect pickup for the hard-to-shop-for golfer. This is a great gift, people. If you know a golfer, you go to Edwin Watts and pick up a gift card. They are going to love it. You can join the loyalty program. Save 2% on all of your purchases. Visit Edwin Watts in Houston, 5395 Westheimer Road. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee, helping golfers' holiday dreams come true since 1968. You got a golfer, you go to Edwin Watts.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know if this is a good thing. Well, Niall is here, okay, at Trailer Wheel and Frame. And if you're not here, this is a problem. He's talking about Anthony Gose. He was a fielder, left fielder, center field. He was an outfielder. He's a lefty.
The Astros knew the Rule 5 that they picked up.
Right, they picked up from the Rangers. But he was in the Astros organization before. He was traded for who?
Brent Wallace.
Brent Wallace, okay. Now, when you look at
iPad booty.
You go to his, yeah, yeah. What do we call it?
Tootie Fruity Sugar Booty. Goodbye.
He had that giant booty at first base.
Yeah, like, man, what are you carrying? A small family back there? Right?
Oh, when he told him to haul, he couldn't haul ass.
Yeah, no, he had to.
He had to.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Haul ass, like, I am every day going to first.
But you look up Anthony Gosse on Baseball Reference, mm-hmm. similarity scores, Lloyd Merriman, Larry Harlow, Pepe Mengual.
Any of these people?
Mitch Mayer. Brandon Barnes. These are the guys he's
I recognize Brandon Barnes. One of the first guys that I saw with a sleeve in Major League Baseball. Tattoo sleeve.
Lee Tinsley, Cedric Durst. So I'm telling you, this guy's the limit.
If he can be a Lee Tinsley, that will make me happy.
The ceiling.
Cedric Durst, I'm not that crazy about. But a Lee Tinsley, that, folks, is what I'm shooting for right now.
The ceiling is the roof.
Rodney Anderson, by the way.
Yeah.
Kim says can you guys mention that Rodney Anderson is not going to get charged with rape? I know the family personally. Just want to make sure it gets out there. So that broke on ESPN yesterday. Rodney Anderson, running back for Oklahoma, who's also a local kid, he is not going to be charged, will be able to play in the college playoffs, and it looks like that's all going to go away for him. So, boy,
yeah.
Probably pretty nerve-wracking on that front.
Oh, God.
I can't.
You can't even imagine what that family has been going through ever since that announcement. What a great kid in there. You know, he had an unbelievable season. He's the ceiling is the roof for Rodney Anderson. He looks like – have you studied him? You don't know if he's coming out. So
no.
Right.
There's only some guy like Saquon. Guys that I know are coming out, study.
Yeah.
I haven't.
You will when you study him this year.
Is he a junior?
Oh, he's so good.
No, he's a junior?
I think he's a junior.
Okay. Go back to school so I don't have to do – that's just another player you got pile on my plate.
He's going
to
be a good –
I want him to all go back to school.
He's going
to
be a highly rated guy.
No, he can play.
He can play.
He can play.
He's
really flying under the radar.
And
he's
the way do you talk to him, too. You're going to be like, wow, this dude is impressive. So for what this family has gone through, that this came through yesterday, that he's not going to be charged – is just awesome.
Yep.
It's still a stink that's on his resume that he's going to have. We talked about this earlier in the show, and Cale Gundy's going to join us later.
My wife and I were just talking on the phone. She was listening to our segment about the John Buccigrass stuff, and she said, because I've been telling her, I said, you know, I'm really worried that at some point there's going to be a false accusation.
Yeah.
And we should always want the truth. It's in this country, we are too much about picking a side. You know, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm a this, I'm a that team, I'm a whatever your team is. It can be a sports. It can be an argument about a quarterback where you want somebody to fail because you want your team to win, which is the this head coach team, and I want this coach to get fired. You know what I mean? Everyone draws a line, picks a side. You should always want success for your team. I feel like you should always want success for your team unless there's a draft pick involved. And then you should always want the truth.
Yeah.
And whatever the truth is, the truth is. You shouldn't ignore truths just because you want your team to look good or to win, whoever your team is. Your team should be the truth. So to me, it should be about the truth. Her concern is, you know, we can't sit there and wait around for false accusations. Because if that's the case, you're always going to be questioning every woman who comes forward. And then you're going to have women who say, maybe I shouldn't come forward because I'm going to be accused of falsely accusing and this, that, and the other. And I get her point, but my point is that I understand your point, but I can't not think about people who get falsely accused too. Rodney Anderson may have been one. I don't know all the details of but you have to protect everyone in that situation. You obviously have to protect the victims who are coming forward, obviously. But people who are wrongly accused or who are falsely accused,
right.
They deserve some protection too.
I always go back to this.
That doesn't mean, well, Lance, you're just trying to dismiss. No, it doesn't. That's not what I'm saying at all.
No, but there is a percentage. There's always going to be. What did we say the other day? It was 3% of all accusations are going to be false accusations.
Yeah.
So
many are true,
and it's quite frankly, it's the same with. Anytime you're falsely accusing any kind of a racist, any kind of sexual abuse, it hurts the cause because there are too many out there and you can't have that crap going on. But when you falsely accuse, it gives the other side, oh, well, look, will look at this.
That becomes the outlier they can utilize. But don't use
so
something.
What about the USC linebacker that spent 5 years in prison? He was going to be a pro.
Yeah.
Now he's in the NFL offices.
Yes. Yeah. I can't remember what his name was, but I know who you're talking about. He was wrongly accused accused.
And he was
DNA got him off? A recanting of the testimony.
She recanted. Yeah. But the dude spent 5 years in prison.
Too late. Too late. Remember he got a tryout with the Seahawks, I think. The Seahawks gave him a shot. And then he was out for 5 years.
Yeah.
That was not good. But
there's too many instances. I mean, that's one instance, and every you go back to it. But there's too many instances of abuse.
I just see it all the time. I'm like, I'm in a bad place with this because Twitter makes you so aware of how many people just want to be right about stuff. That's all they care about is being right. They don't care. I'm in a business now. We're in a sports talk business where we're going to be right and wrong all the time. We live with it because we're here on the air. You know where to find us. Look us up every day. On Twitter, some of the same stuff happens, but I do 500 draft profiles. You can go pick out misses for me left and right.
Yeah.
It's easy. You can go find – I'm doing 500 guys. Let's say I had an unbelievable hit percentage, of 90%. I'd still miss 50 guys. You could run 50 in a row and say, look how dumb this guy is if you wanted to. So – I don't care as much about being – I just care about being factual. I care about getting things right. But I don't have an agenda against any type of players. I don't have an agenda against Rick Smith. I really don't. I don't think Rick's done a great job. Most general managers would have gotten fired during the time frame that Rick has had. But I want Rick to do well. I want the Texans to do well. I give Rick credit for what he did last year. I think he had a pretty decent draft. Deshaun was a great move by Rick Smith. It looks like a great move. I will give him his credit. Just because I say that I don't think his body of work warrants continuing to be employed over and over and over, that's not an agenda and that's not personal. That's my professional opinion. But I do want him to do well. And when he does do well, I'm going to give him credit for that. There's so many who just – people only – they just want to be right and they just want their team to be right, whatever their team is. If it's an anti-Rick, I want Rick fired team, then they won't even acknowledge anything good.
That they did.
Only
right,
the negative.
Right, right.
And that happens all the time on radio. You know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Brock, okay. It is kind of funny. Raheel points it out all the time. If – anything that Brock does, if there's a Brock story in any way, shape, or form, 610 is going to jump all of their people. It's like Brock had relations with their daughters or something. They hate Brock. What about Brock last night? Brock leading. Now, Denver, you know what they said? John Elway said, I think we need to find a quarterback. Not anymore. Not after last night.
You think? If I were you, Denver, I'd lock in.
Lock.
You tried it once and it failed. Houston beat you to the punch on that one. So now's your chance. Don't let him get by a second time. Don't let
him. Denver has been Houston's bitch as far as look at the Brock deal.
Yeah, we owned him on that one. It only cost us a second to get rid of him.
See? So now,
in 1 year of a contract,
now they can make good. John Elway can make good by signing Brock to a long-term $70 million deal, just like the Texans
did.
Can
you believe they get a second chance at this? Most of the time we don't get second chances
in
life, but man, here's a second chance, Denver.
Denver,
what I would do: 5 years, first four guaranteed, $50 million.
Do it.
$10 million a year.
Do it.
Feels fair.
$10 million a year for an NFL starter at his level.
Fair number.
He was $13 million a year here.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's getting older now, so he's starting to get some tread off tires.
I think it goes up now, especially with a performance like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Trailer with a Frame, excited to move into 2018, guess what's happening over here? They got the new quick service garage where they'll install hitches, bed liners, toolboxes, specialty lighting. This is all about your pickup and all about the Matco equipment. It's going to be a service installation place just for your pickups, okay? You know, it's like the pickups is like, because it's called Trailer, Wheel, and Frame. It's all about trailers around here. You know what the pickup accessories are doing around here? They're going, hey, what about us? How about a little pickup accessory? How about nothing? Well, now they got their own service bay. You see all the toolboxes right here, Lance?
Yeah.
Are they unbelievable?
Man.
You see these toolboxes?
Gigantic.
Weather guarded. All of them.
I can fit at least one of my kids in there.
Yeah. No, at least. Your daughter?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, if you're looking for a savings around the holiday time, they've got it. At Trailer Wheel and Frame, the prices are low all year, so you save a lot of money all year. Not a few bucks in December. Come by Trailer Wheel and Frame today or any time during the year to save big on trailers, parts, service, truck accessories, and more at Houston's number one source for all of your trailer needs. TrailerWheel.com, 8222 I-45 North. That's the Canino exit. It's Trailer Wheel and Frame.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. John, I'm texting Cale Gundy. I don't know if we're going to be able to get together. Maybe we'll have to do it next week because we got time. Oklahoma's a little ways off. New Year's Day, and that's another thing. It's on New Year's Day again because of the Rose Bowl. This is not that hard, football committee. It's really not that hard.
What is it?
When the Rose Bowl is not involved, they have to move it to New Year's Eve. That's the dumbest thing ever.
New Year's Day.
You can do whatever bowl that's in, okay. Let's say it's the Cotton Bowl. You do the Cotton Bowl at noon. You have the Rose Bowl have its game, and then you do the Fiesta Bowl, which is and then the Cotton and the Fiesta are the semifinals, and the Rose has its game. It's not that hard. But oh well, we can't have a semifinal. Oh, you'd rather have it on New Year's Eve when no one watching. How were the ratings for New Year's Eve semifinal games? Crap. Of course, the games were crap, too. But no one wants them. They want them on New Year's Day. So have your big games on New Year's Day, and then you do all of your other New Year's Day games on New Year's Eve or whatever. But they make it so damn hard that it's not that hard. This isn't that hard. And, oh, by the way, eight teams isn't that hard. When you look, it's a 32-team playoff in 1AA. In the football championship
right
division, 32 teams are involved. All it would take if you took eight teams, two teams would play one extra game. That's all. If you had eight teams, then four, and then two, only two teams would play an extra game. So that's too tough. Is that too tough on everybody? Really?
I think you. I think there's going to be an issue with as long as you're not paying athletes and you start asking them to play more games, you're going to start
getting
much more pushback.
You are paying them, though. They're getting stipends now.
Yeah, but that's
all kids are getting stipends.
Beat the argument. That's not going to beat the argument that they had. And why isn't that publicized more? I know they get stipends, but why isn't that publicized more?
I don't know.
And the amount, amount change from school to school?
No.
It can't, right?
Max. There's a limit on how much you
uniform.
Can pay.
Yeah. So, I'm really looking forward to this bowl season.
Good one. There's some good games.
There are some really good games, and obviously the biggest games. I mean, I'm in the middle of looking at all these draftable prospects, but I certainly know the big teams. Last year, Michigan had more players for me to study than anybody ever in history of draft. It was unbelievable. They had four defensive backs, like four defensive linemen, two wide receivers, a tight end, a running back, two guards, one tackle, Eric Magnuson or whatever. I'd never seen anything like it. Was the most players ever, and they weren't all high end, but I had to know them because they could get drafted. Ohio State's got that on defense this year. They got a ton of guys. Like everybody on their defensive line could come out for the pros, and I got to know them all.
Are you going to any of the games? Are you going up to the Cotton Bowl?
We'll see. They're not. Daniel Jeremiah's going, so they're probably not going to send me. I'm trying to go to the Sugar Bowl because I want to get on the field and actually see these guys. I mean. Clemson and Alabama have some high-end type players. So I want to get on the field and just take a look at them, just see what they look like, arm length, just stuff like that. Then, of course, I want to watch the game. And I can drive there. It's not that hard.
Clemson's defensive line alone, every single guy is
Dexter Lawrence, a sophomore, he's going to be an animal.
What about Wilkins? What about Bryant?
Wilkins, Bryant, Clelin Ferrell, he's a redshirt sophomore. He'll probably come out, I think. All three of those guys for sure. They're not as loaded in the secondary or at linebacker. It sucks. Every year I watch all these players and I think, ooh, this is who I'd like to see the Texans get in the first. Ooh, this would be a good pick in the second. I don't do that for third. People always, Lance, who do you see who could be a tackle in the third round? Nobody. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's A, not a great tackle draft, and B, by the third round, all the players are gone. You're just trying to hang on for scraps. You just hope you get something. And before you mention
when they got their best tackle ever, it was the eighth tackle taken in the first round.
Yeah, before you mention Eric Winston and Charles Spencer, who the Texans got in the third round in 2006, those days are over. Teams go out and get tackles earlier now. A, tackles aren't as good because the college system just, frankly, they're not being coached up as much because it's more about tempo instead of technique. So the technique, it's all about play fast and just get in people's way. Like LaRaven Clark at Texas Tech, they're like, yeah, the technique will, you'll figure it out. Just get in people's way, please. We're trying to play 100. We're trying to get 200 plays in here. Okay, LaRaven, let's go. Just get in people's way. Just get in people's way. And then the technique is down, so then you got to coach them up. And tackles are getting drafted really early. So if you're hoping the Texans get a tackle, they might get a tackle in the third round. But, I mean, just so you know, you're talking about a coin flipper. Now you can get a guard. You can get a guard. You can get a center if you wanted one. I don't think they're drafting a center. But you can get a guard in the third, though.
You think they need a guard?
You can get a cornerback in the third.
You think they might need a guard?
Yeah. Here's what doesn't usually
happen. How long do you go with Xavier Suofilo before you
zero get days. Pull the plug? Zero days. At the end of the season,
and Jeff
Allen,
he
can't protect the quarterback at all.
No,
it's 0%. He can't. So he's got to go. Probably Jeff Allen has to go. You don't have anybody. Is there anybody I'm missing? Like who's
Greg
hurt?
Mance?
Nah, I mean, he's a center who's having to play guard. No, you really, frankly, need to go spend free agency money on a guard, and you need to draft one.
You need to spend free agent. The whole line you need to spend free agency money on.
Yeah,
but they've got free agency money now.
Did Derek Newton pass away, or is he around?
Dude,
did he retire? What is his deal? What's the story?
Knees. What are you talking about?
Is he done? Did he retire?
No.
What's the story on him? Is there an update?
Barry Warner walks faster than he does now.
Well, that's not what I want at right tackle.
There's a story in the Chronicle about
No offense, Barry. I don't – what's that?
There's a story in the Chronicle right now about his – comeback or attempted comeback. You know, he's
hardworking. Really?
He's always in the facility. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
those
blah.
Are all great.
But yeah. Chronicle has a story about that right
he's
now.
A hard worker?
And he's always working. He's in the facility. That's what Bill O'Brien told everyone.
He's a hard worker.
I hope he does come back. I just hear it's a bit of a long shot.
Yeah. It's a bit of a long shot when you blow out both. What about this is like. The Texans, they have the punter who blew up both knees running down the field. Derek Newton, his knees exploded. I mean, so it's a long hill back. Okay.
I mean, hey, if he comes back, you know, that's great. If he makes it back, I do think you can improve your guards. You can definitely improve your guards in the offseason just through drafting and free agency. You really can. You still need to find more help at center. You still need to find another cornerback to add to the depth over there. What else? Tight end, I guess you're okay at right now, though. I don't know. With Fedorowicz having these concussion issues, you know, now multiple concussions, now I'm starting to think, I don't just write it off as, oh, he'll be healthy in 4 weeks or whatever. I'm starting to think, well, they may need a new tight end because this may be it for him. You never know. I mean, you never know with these things.
No. Honestly, I don't know if you're his doctor or you're his parents or you're him, his wife, that you say, well, just go on back out there. I don't know how you can say that.
I mean, it's multiple it's multiple times now. So you could be looking at a tight end, too. The Texans have many more needs, probably than they have draft picks, but they will likely have three third-rounders. Bouye was going to get you a third, too.
Yeah.
So, and you got a third in the Dwayne Brown. So I think you're going to have three thirds. As far as I'm concerned, sight unseen. I don't even care who the players are. It's going to be cornerback based on the position. Cornerback, guard, and maybe tight end. And maybe those are the three. And then you get a safety. You can find safeties late. You can even find guards late. But you don't find cornerbacks. I mean, sometimes you can find cornerbacks late, but that's a big priority to me. They're not – Kevin Johnson looks like just kind of a guy. Kareem's never been fast, so
– No, well, Kareem's got to move back.
Yeah, and then eventually he's just going to be a safety, right?
Yep.
And maybe that's what you do. You roll him to safety with Andre Howe, who, by the way, is an undersized safety with ball skills, but he's not a big guy at all. So I don't know. This doesn't look like a one-year fix. But with that all said, man, did they look dangerous when Deshaun was healthy.
They looked great.
Except that secondary gave you two losses.
Four changes everything.
In New England and Seattle, that secondary gave you two losses.
I'm going to go with the head coach gave you those losses.
Well, both of them? Because if you would have stepped up, you still could have won the game.
Yeah, no, in both instances, if you'd have stepped up defensively.
When I say stepped up, just
how about if you held onto the ball, you don't have to worry about your defense.
Yeah, that's true.
If you got one first down in both of those games.
Yeah, that's true.
If you didn't run Lamar Miller inside three times in a row.
One of the most passive interior runners that the Texans have ever had, and you're giving him
the ball.
I call
him skates because he needs some ice skates. and as soon as he breaks out into the second, he falls down like he's on ice.
That's not good. That's not what you want.
Let's talk about some testosterone.
Okay.
What about testosterone?
I tell you what, Men's T Clinic that's always an interesting one to segue into that one when you have like a major leaguer in studio. Like, oh, that's no good for them. Good for me, though. Good for me because I didn't realize that my level was low until they tested me over at Men's T Clinic and they said, you know how you're always feeling like you're just in a funk, you're tired all the time, it's hard to, you know, to finish up what you're doing, your workouts, you say you're always fatigued all the way through this. Yeah, that's not getting enough sleep, right? Maybe coffee? Is it coffee? Am I having caffeine crashes? Like, no, your testosterone level is low. Let's get you back where you're supposed to be. I dropped 24 pounds. No, it's 23 pounds. This was a year and a half ago, and workouts changed completely. I saw quick results, and from an energy level, it was astounding how much better my energy level was. And I mean all the way through the day, not just to start the day, but carrying me all the way through the day. And some people say, well, get back to being the real you with Men's T Clinic. I say get back to being not the old you, but the real you. This is how you are supposed to be. And you can get that back when you go to Men's T Clinic. They will test you. They'll get the results quickly, and they can start getting you treated quickly. Most insurances are going to cover it for you, and this is a chance to really improve your quality of life once again at mensteclinic.com. Two locations, 1801 Durham at I-10. Or you can stop in at Cypress and go get yourself tested at Cypress. Two new locations will be opening soon. For more information, go to mensteclinic.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, you got to talk about my boys over at Renter's Warehouse. Rich Drake is doing an unbelievable job getting people into homes. And the thing that we're here for, because they got so many people that want to rent. I mean, it's ridiculous. And that's why when you try to sell your home, it takes, I don't know, it could take months, could take over a year. Craig, our guy here, took a year and a half in Katy to sell his house to finally get the price that he wanted. And then if you got water damage, good luck selling your house because you have to reveal that. Otherwise, you could go to prison. Here's the deal, and especially if you have if you've got water in your house, rent your house out. That does not affect the rental price at all. Take care of your business. Get your house all prepared and everything else. But people will want to live in your home even if it did take water on. And if you're somebody, you know, you can't take it anymore. I did have water. I want to fix up the house and I want to sell it. No, rent it out. You're not going to get anywhere close to the price that you can get, that you wanted to get, or pay off your mortgage. Let someone else pay off your mortgage. That's how you build wealth. Then when it's all said and done, when that mortgage is paid off, you own the house. And you're living where you want to live, or you could acquire more properties. Renterswarehouse.com. Call and find out what your house will rent for. 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT.
Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways, doing all the wrong
for the right reason.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What you know about Rudy's? You don't know nothing about Rudy's.
I'm just sitting there looking at it like, is this show over yet? Do they have ribs in there?
No, they've got brisket, okay. Sausage.
You don't know if they have ribs, do you?
Yeah, they don't. She doesn't bring ribs. I know Rachel. What you know about
it,
Rachel?
Can I make it? Can
you don't
we
know
order?
Nothing about Rachel.
Can we get put orders
no,
in?
No, there's no orders.
Oh,
it's
do
not,
orders? Oh.
She didn't bring a grill.
I thought we got to do orders.
She brought food already made. Oh, she
can
made,
I get the three rib plate? Can I get the rib plate, please?
She brings the brisket sandwich for us. That's the juiciest part of the brisket.
Oh, the wet part.
The wet part.
The wet part. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
That's what Rachel's
That's
all about.
A good barbecue place.
Okay, so everybody, what about the dude, I forget his name, that brings his wife on a date? Come on. Rachel's here.
It's time for him to come.
Time for you to come.
When you bring your wife to a date because you're getting free barbecue and some beer here.
Which, what a lucky girl.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anniversaries must be
a couple of cleaning up the show a little bit. The FCS is a 24. There are 8 teams that have byes.
Okay.
So it's 24 teams. But it is that many rounds.
Right.
It's that many rounds. Only it's 24 teams, not 32.
True,
and Brock made $18 million a year here.
Oh, that's right. Not 13.
No, $72 million. Four-year deal, $72
million. And it was escalated. They had a little different
37
numbers
guaranteed.
On them. Yeah. Man, I can't believe we let him get away. Oh, to this day, it makes me mad.
You're so pissed. Well, so after seeing him last night. Now how you feel about that little
like
your little sarcastic.
I still feel sad. I mean, what are we going to do with Deshaun Watson? That guy's still like number two with rookie quarterbacks in passing. He played 6 games.
He's still the number one rated quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. One guy can't even stay on the field.
Dell, he's going to be fine. He's going to wear knee braces.
One guy stays on the field when he's not benched. The other guy can't stay on the field because he's hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have Brock, who stays on the field until he gets benched, or Deshaun, who gets hurt and can't play? Deshaun.
Well, I think I'd rather
At least you always have hope. There was no hope when you had Brock Osweiler.
Well, now John Elway,
yeah,
you found your future.
Tell what were you saying, Del?
I was saying there was hope until he threw that pick on the first drive of the first game.
Yeah, first drive, first game. That interception in the end zone.
Osweiler. Yeah.
Other than that.
Did he have any good moments? I guess the Chiefs was his crowning achievement. The Texans beat the Chiefs, and Will Fuller had a long touchdown catch.
That was the first game, the Chiefs.
The first home game? No, they had that was like game 3, because I was in California for that one, San Francisco.
Was it? No, last
year.
That was
like game 3 when they played the Chiefs, because Chiefs were also hurt. Chiefs had some guys hurt. The first game was, what was Brock's first game? God, the Brock era seemed like 6 years ago. I mean, it really made
easy.
Me sad.
This
I was sad on Sundays.
It was against the Bears.
They started with the Bears.
And then they beat the Chiefs
Bears
the next week.
Will Fuller had that catch and run
in
the Bears game. Kansas City was the second game.
That was the bobble catch for a touchdown for Will Fuller, which foreshadowed his future. Hit or miss. Yeah, total coin flip.
Well, they had two bubble screens that he scored on, too. You'll remember that.
Yeah.
Kansas City, 19-12. Brock threw for 268.
Oh, that was as good as it got for the Brockster.
Yeah, and then they went to New England. And
what about the Colts comeback?
Oh, where he came in. That's right. No. Yeah, it was fourth quarter. He was terrible the whole game except the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
right.
Came back and won the game in overtime.
And he threw one between a safety and a corner like, hey. And everyone tried to latch onto that one just to make ourselves feel better. Like, hey, did you see that throw? Wow, what an arm. This guy's got something now. I know the other stuff's looked terrible up to this point, but what about this comeback? You're like, nah, it's just an outlier.
Well, then what about when he beat Detroit and threw for 186? What about when he beat Jacksonville, threw for 99?
That was pretty good. That was the one where – that was in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
And that's where I remember – I think Hopkins may have had a touchdown catch. I remember watching that game because Jalen was a rookie. And he was going up against Hop, and I was saying to myself, ooh, this Jalen guy looks really good. Like, this isn't going to go.
he's going to dominate the league here pretty soon. And now that's what Hop has this weekend. He's got to take on Jalen Ramsey. And frankly, I don't even know. I mean, I guess you stick Bouye on him if you want when he's on that side. I don't think they flip sides. But when you're going up against Jalen Ramsey, it's just like that's not a good matchup for Hopkins at all, because what Hopkins
– long and physical.
Yeah, Hopkins gets by because of his strong hands and his physicality, and he can create late separation. Jalen Ramsey is
off.
Big and strong. Yeah, push off. I call late separation.
Okay.
That's my way of saying it, to be, you know, friendly to him.
Right.
But Jalen, you're not pushing him off. He's big and strong, long arms. It's a bad matchup for DeAndre Hopkins. Frankly, you got to take your shots with Will Fuller against A.J. Bouye, which I don't think is going to go well, because you got to let plays develop. And what is, you know, how do you let plays develop? Well, the only way you let plays develop is you got to block them up. Well, that doesn't sound like it's going to happen. The Texans have to block the Jaguars? Like, I don't see that happening.
No, so. Okay, 11. Jags minus 11.
That's it?
11 and a half.
It should be 20.
You think so?
Yeah, like 24-3? 24-6? I don't know how they're going to score. The Texans? They're not going to run it on the Jags. The Texans
Man,
are
your
so
bias is showing.
They're so overmatched. The Texans are so unbelievably overmatched right now, up front.
Yeah,
it's just I don't even know how they're going to do it. I would much rather talk Rockets and Spurs, because the Texans literally have no shot to me. Not a prayer. It's a really bad matchup.
Let's see what that line is. Because
Rockets Spurs. Let me guess first. I don't know. I'm going to say Rockets 4.5. It might be higher. Remember, there's a team averaging 115. Now they're playing the best defensive team in the league.
Well, and don't forget that the Spurs just lost to the Mavericks.
Yeah, 4.5 is probably low. I'm going to say 5. Rockets minus 5.
7.5.
I'll take the points. I guess I'll take Pop plus the touchdown.
7.5.
That's just feels aggressive. I don't know.
What's your under-over?
Number one offense versus number one defense. Let's go 108 to 101. So it'd be like 209?
212.
Okay. So according to that.
They had almost 70 in the first half against Charlotte and scored 108. Okay. So, and that was Charlotte.
Basically, they're saying the score is going to be 103 to 110 is what the linebacker thinks the score is. Based on the total and the.
I think that's kind of low. I think a lot of people in a Rockets game, that's actually really low for a Rockets game, isn't it? 212. I think they want you to go over.
There's going to be some intensity in this game now.
Yeah.
You know, I would think this could have. Now, somebody, I think it was Steve, made a great point on Twitter. He goes, let me see. I got to pull this up because this is a really good one. I want to give him credit for it. I think it's him.
Lando Steve?
I think so. He said, are the Rockets even playing the Spurs tonight? Or will Pop roll out the Austin Wranglers, giving the starters a night off? That's true. At any point, Pop, we could get into this game like, where's Kawhi? Where's Tony Leonard?
No, the new NBA rules.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do it on the road.
That's right.
You got to do it at home.
Yeah.
You got to do it at home.
That's right. So you do have to play them.
Yeah.
Unless they're injured. There's nothing you can do about injuries.
Well, but you think Greg Popovich is going to take the league on?
Yeah. I think Pop would say, Kawhi's got a problem with his foot. Tony Parker's got a finger injury, and Manu's got a back. Like, Manu doesn't play anymore. Oh, he's fine then. What? I thought you said it back issue. No, he's good. I forgot he doesn't play. I just got used to saying that.
Sixers and Thunder. What do you think that line is at Philadelphia?
Ooh, the Young Bucks versus team overrated. I don't know, Sixers too.
Sixers 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you this, though. I saw watching that Indiana game the other night, Thunder looked a little bit different to me.
Hey, on the here in about 4 minutes, let's get to some NFL picks. We'll make our picks on some of these games because there's some really, really big games coming up right now. I want to tell you about the Houston Rockets. So we're going to run as one tonight. You got a big party going on at 6 o'clock. DJ's going to be there at 6 o'clock. The doors are going to open at 7. So you got a full party going on from 6 to 7 before the doors even open. So get out there to the liftoff party at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, the doors are open. You got to wear black to the game. It's going to be a blackout night. It's the first time the Rockets have done that. The Rockets players are going to wear the black jerseys, wear your black shirts, T-shirts, whatever the case may be, and they're going to black out Toyota Center, and you got a chance to watch them do that against the Spurs, interestingly enough, who usually wear black uniforms, but I guess they'll be in white uniforms today. So this should be a good one. You got an early test for your Houston Rockets. They lead the Western Conference, and they take on the San Antonio Spurs tonight. It's Blackout Friday, so wear black to the game. Get there early, party from 6 to 7. Doors open at 7, and run as one with your Houston Rockets.
Preach on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.